الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فكنا نتكلم عن كون الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم أجمعين كانوا يسألون الله سبحانه وتعالى
how the prophets when they ask Allah to do something for them how they would ask how they would pray Allah to do things for them. The legitimate way and the most common way and the most right way is that we ask Allah directly to do things for us, forgive us and give us health and cure us from sickness. So the prophets would always ask Allah to do them things either for deen or for dunya, either for the religion, the best benefit or the, for the religion or for dunya, for the world, you know, for the concrete things we ask in dunya.
ربي إني أسكنت من ذريتي بوادي غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيم الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات وكذا إلى غير ذلك يعني. ودعا الله تعالى أن يرزقهم الولد وكذا إلى غير ذلك يعني.
We find it in a lot of spots in the Quran that Ibrahim
the Khalil, the prophet
of Allah Ibrahim asked Allah so many times in the Quran to do things in life.
وبين كون المؤمن مطلوب منه ان يدعو الله سبحانه وتعالى ويطلب منه. صحيح الله تعالى بكل شيء عليم، واذا كنت مريضا فالله يعلم انك مريض.
And we said that if you are sick, Allah knows that you are sick, but this would never stop you. This should never stop you from asking Allah to cure you from sickness. And Allah knows everything, and still Allah commanded us to ask Him. He commanded us to still ask Him when we need stuff, when we need things. And Allah made the request of His servants a reason to accept it, a reason to accept the prayers and answer the prayers.
وغيره من الأسباب التي تقضى حاجته. يعني كون الله سبحانه وتعالى يعلم أن المذنب مذنب، هل هذا معناه أن المذنب خلاص يقول علمه بحاله يغني عن السؤال لا يسأل الله تعالى أن يغفر له؟ يقول هذا ليس صحيح. المذنب صحيح ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يعلم أنه مذنب، لكن علم الله تعالى بأنه مذنب لا يغنيه عن طلب المغفرة من الله تعالى، أن يقول أن طلب التوبة من طلب المغفرة.
A guilty person. Yeah, a guilty person know that he is guilty, and Allah knows that he is guilty. Allah knows that he
كما يأمر هذا بالعبادة والطاعة التي بها ينال كرامته. يعني لأنه إيه، لو مشينا مع هذا الكلام كان معناه أن أصلا إيه العبادة والطاعة، ما هي فائدة العبادة والطاعة؟ لماذا تعبد الله وتطيعه حتى تدخل جنته؟ الله تعالى يعلم
انك why do we obey why do we obey Allah why do we obey Allah why do we worship Allah because it's they are both a reason for us to go to paradise and but that does not mean that Allah doesn't know everything. Allah knows everything. Allah knows that we obey Him or not obey Him. Allah knows that Allah knows how we worship Him. And Allah knows everything, but Allah makes this a reason for you, like a way for you to enter paradise. Number 169. الإمام ابن تيمية answers a big question. And that question is whether doing good deeds, whether doing good deeds is better to Allah or praying Him better.
يقول هذا لا يعني ان الطلب من الله يعني مذموم ولا انه ينقص الاجر ولا شيء
so doing good deeds is by far better than asking Allah but this does not mean that asking Allah to do us things is not advisable.
كلاهما مطلوب من العبد يعني الذكر وتلاوة القرآن
So praising Allah and thanking Allah for the things for the things he gives us every day and asking Allah to give us more or asking Allah to bestow sustenance upon us. It's all advisable deeds that we should do. It's the same. We likens this to some of the chapters of Quran. Which chapter is better than the other? Like if the scholar said that قل هو الله أحد سورة الإخلاص is better than is the best سورة in Quran, does that mean that we don't read anything in Quran but قل هو الله أحد? No, this does not mean so. It means that if it's the best سورة in Quran, you read it and you read some other surahs. It's like the same thing in your body. What is the most important part? What is the most important part? Is it your head? Is it your leg? Your head cannot walk without your head, and your head cannot go to places without your leg, and stuff like that. So if the scholars go with saying that reading the Quran, reciting the Quran is better than asking Allah to do us things, that does not mean that we don't ask Allah to do us things and pray Him to do us things and cure us from his illness and so on and so forth.
169.
Whoever gets preoccupied with praising Allah and praising Him and remembering the, His attributes, like the 99 attributes. Allah says whoever gets preoccupied or gets occupied with saying my names and praising me over asking me to do him things, I would give him better of what he would have asked me. Number 170, from Tirmidhi, from the Tirmidhi, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he said, whoever gets very busy reciting the Quran over asking Allah and requesting things from Allah, Allah would give him better than what he would have asked. Number 171, the better, the best among ibadat is the salah, is the prayer. Because in the prayer we find the Quran, we find dua, we find praising Allah. So when we are standing, we say the Quran. When we make the sujood, when we make ruku'ah, we say the attributes of Allah. And when we prostrate, we ask Allah to do things, and we make du'a to Him. So the prayer is the best among ibadat, because in the prayer we do all of these things.
And after tashahud,
the Prophet, peace be upon him, he taught his companions. He taught his companions to choose whatever they need of Allah, and they ask Allah of it. And then after tashahud and before saying assalamu alaikum, before saying assalamu alaikum and getting out of the prayer. So what is meant here, that the servant, when he asks Allah to do things, a legitimate thing for him, this is an advisable thing. And the Khalil Ibrahim, peace be upon him, he asked Allah, and so many other prophets asked Allah in the Quran to do things for them. All these lines and the verses are in the Quran, and they were said by the prophets. They were said by the prophets. It's like praise to Allah and du'a to Allah to do something for them. Or after Allah gave them something, they would praise Allah that they gave them such a thing.
إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وإبراهيم وإسماعيل عليهم السلام
إبراهيم وإسماعيل And Ishmael, they asked Allah to do things for them, and among those were Tawbah and so many other requests, and Allah gave it to them. Number 173, If a Muslim prays to his brother, a Muslim prays to his brother is an advisable thing to do, to be done. And when a Muslim prays to his brother and his brother does not know of it, like a Muslim say, please God give this to my brother such and such, Allah would make the angels, Allah would make the angels say Ameen, and the angels would pray to him, would pray to the person who is asking Allah to give his brother that thing, and they would say the same to you. They would say the same to you. Whatever you ask your brother would be to you.
قال وأما سؤال المخلوق المخلوق أن يقضي حاجة نفسه أو يدعو له فلم يؤمر به. كل المخلوق يطلب من مخلوقه أن يقضي له حاجة.
Number 174. If a servant who is a creation of God asks another creation of God, another servant, to do something for him, to do him a favor, or pray Allah to do such and such for me, this is something we were not commanded of. This is something we were not commanded to do. We were commanded to pray for our brothers, not to ask our brothers to pray for us or.
قد يكون مباحا لكن ليس من الأمور التي يعني رغب فيها وأحس عنها. قال بخلاف سؤال العلم. فالإنسان ده كان في سؤال المخلوق المخلوق
So we were not commanded, a servant, a creation of God, was not commanded to ask another creation of God, another servant. But this is different than asking a servant or a creation of God of knowledge and science and not asking for money, but asking for knowledge.
في شك مما أنزلنا إليك فاسأل الذين يقرؤون الكتاب من قبل.
Divine says, if you were in doubt of what we revealed to you, so ask those who recite the book, who used to recite the book before you. So Allah is asking His Prophet to ask knowledge, to ask some other sources of knowledge of other prophets or some other knowledgeable persons.
أجعلنا من دون الرحمن آلهة يعبدون.
And the divine says in this verse, he says, ask those who we sent before you as messengers. Did we make other than us, other than Rahman, the merciful, other partners to be worshipped? God forbids. Number 175. Sheikh Al-Tamiya gives us here the reasons why we should ask for the knowledge. العلم.
وهو يزكو على التعليم. العلم يعني يزداد بالتعليم. يعني العالم الذي يسأل ويجيب عن أسئلته.
Because when you ask a scholar. When you ask a scholar and he does not know the answer, he would come back to you with the answer. He would go back and make a research and open books and do stuff like that, and then he would come back to you with the answer. So it's an advisable thing, because you would make the scholar go deeper and deeper in the science or in the knowledge he has. And so he would come back to you with the knowledge with the piece of knowledge, so you get benefit,
and then the scholar himself
would get benefit because he would consult his books and consult his resources and then come back to you with the knowledge. So it's an advisable thing.
العلم يزكو بالإنفاق والمال تنقصه المآل.
Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, he said the knowledge is better than money. Knowledge guards you. Knowledge guards you, but you would always guard money. So Ali said to one of his one of the followers, he gave him some advice. This beautiful piece of advice that you would knowledge would guard you, and you would always try to guard money in protection and trying to protect the money.
وكذلك من له عند غيره حق. السؤال المخلوق المخلوق قال الأصل هو إيه يعني
so when,
غير العلم مزمون.
When a person goes to a person and asks him for anything but knowledge is not advisable.
It's
not advisable. But we are commanded to go and ask for knowledge. And as for the money,
شيئا يعني هو حق له عند المسؤول يجب عليه أن يؤدي هذا. قال وكذلك من له عند غيره حق.
And as for the money, we're not commanded to ask for money, to ask other people for money. But this is not the case when we have a right, when we have the right to ask for some money. Like somebody owes me some money and I go to him and I say, hey, you owe me this amount of money, I need it back. So this is not what we mean by asking for money. Like a debt. A person is in debt to you and you go back to him in certain point of time and ask him, you owe me some money, isn't it? I need that money as we agreed that you give it to me at this point of time. Like you give some person some money so to invest in his trade or investment, he has a source of investment, and you give that person some money, and whenever you need it you can go back to him and ask him for that sum of money because it's yours. You go to him like a year after or 2 years after and you ask him to give you your investment, the whole sum of money, or just the
sum of the money, part of it. التي يتولى قسمتها ولي الأمر ما أتى الله على رسوله وكذلك ما أتى الله من الغنائم والأموال التي ترد لبيت مال المسلمين هي من الأموال العامة.
So as the money that goes to the treasury of any country or any nation, a person would have the right to go to the treasury and ask for the money if he knows that he has a right to ask for some of money. If a person was
شخص مثلا جاء وجعل مثلا عقارا قال هذا وقف على طلبة العلم مثلا في مسجد دار الطلب يعني هذا العقار
if a person said that I will give this building as a gift to the students, who study in the Masjid Farooq, for example. I will give this building, for example. We're saying an example now. We're setting an example. I'm giving, like a rich person comes and say, I own this building, and I give this building as a gift to the students who study in Dar al-Farooq, for example. So it's a legitimate request if one of the persons of one of the students in Dar al-Farooq who fell among those students to come and ask for his share. And if you and another example, if you have a share in a will, somebody wrote his will, or and you are part of those people who will inherit some money or some buildings or some land or some jewelry in that will, you are, it's one of the legitimate requests that you go and ask for your right. And here it should go like that. Whoever is asked to give, the right to the persons who deserve it, he should go give that right away. Like if you go and ask people for the money that they owe you, they should give it back to you right away without any questions.
فسؤال المسافر الضيافة لمن تجب عليه كما استطعم موسى والخضر أهل القرية عليهم السلام. برضو الضيافة حق على إيه؟
And a traveler. A traveler, other example of the legitimate requests is a traveler. A traveler who asks people to entertain him. It is legitimate that they would entertain him for 3 days. It's like an advisable thing that they would entertain him for 3 days. It's like Musa and al-Khidr when they asked the people of that village to entertain them. And it is we are told that the traveler, he should take it either willy or nilly. Even the people who should entertain him denied him this entertainment. He could get some of the food that they denied him. So if they denied to entertain him and said that they denied him some food, he is right if he took some of the food that they denied him.
قال وكذلك الغريم له أن يطلب دينه ممن هو عليه لو أقرضت شخصا مالا بدين
هذا من سؤال المخلوقين وألا أسأل الناس شيئا وهم If you lend some people some money, you have every right to go to that person and ask him to give you the money back. It's not one of those bad requests or illegitimate requests that you would ask for money, because you own this money in the first place. You lent it to that person. It belongs to you. It's your right. And it's your right to ask for it and to get it back.
ومن هذا الباب قوله تعالى واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. تساءلون به والأرحام. طبعا الآية الكريمة يعني قرأت إيه بقراءتين، قراءة واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. الأرحام معطوفة على لفظ الجلالة هنا اللي قرأ في النص، يعني اتقوا الله الذي
this verse به. The meaning of this verse is be pious, be pious to Allah, be pious to Allah.
اتقوا الأرحام واتقوا الأرحام. الأرحام هنا معطوفة على لفظ الجلالة. في قراءة حمزة رحمه الله اتقوا الله الذي
and this ayah this ayah had two recitations.
الناس يسألوا بعضهم بعضا بالله ويسألوا بعضهم بعضا بالرحم.
And the two recitations would lead us to two meanings of this verse.
الشاهد يعني قوله إيه تساءلون.
So the proof here.
تساءلون يعني تتساءلون يعني يسألوا بعضكم بعضا. فهنا هذا من السؤال الإيه.
So the proof here that it is it has been repeated in the Quran that we should ask Allah not to ask the people. Servants should not be asking servants but should be asking Allah.
ما لا يكون مأمورا به والمسؤول مأمور بإجابة السائل.
Here we have different sections of requests and granting this request. So we have different ways, different sections of, or different kinds of requests and granting this request. What if you were asked something and this person, you know that this person should not ask you in the first place, what would you do? The best thing you do here is that you should give
him.
Because Allah said وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. So don't let so don't let people down who come to ask you for money or ask you for knowledge. And we hear when we talk here, people asking, they are people that you don't owe them anything. They did not lend you any money. They did not borrow any money from these people, and they came to you and they asked you for some money. You should not let them down and give them some. And if some people came and asked you for knowledge, you should not let them down and give them the knowledge you have, or if you don't have it, you go back to your resources and consult them, and then come back to him with the needed knowledge.
والذين في أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم. وقال تعالى فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر. فكلوا منها يعني من الأضاحي والهدي الذي يذبح. وأطعموا القانع يعني الذي لا يسأل. الذي لا يسأل والمعتر يعني الذي يتعرض للسؤال الذي يسأل يعني ويطلب. أطعموا منها القانع، أطعموا من الأضاحي والهدي وكذا، أطعموا منها المحتاجين ممن لا يطلبون ويتعففون.
And Allah said in this line, in this verse, eat out of it and give to people who ask you, and give to people who are who did not ask anything of you, who were reluctant to ask because not because they did not need, but because but they needed something, but they were not able to ask.
Number 181.
We have a story for this hadith, that a man came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he asked him, asked him for something, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave him. He asked him for some money, and the Prophet,
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي أحدهم يسألني عن المسألة فأعطيه فيخرج بها يتأبطها نارا وتكون في بطنه نارا وتكون معه في قبره نارا فقال عمر رضي الله عنه يا رسول الله لما تعطيه وهي له نار ويسأله.
This person, when he got the money and the Prophet, peace be upon him, he gave him some money. And after that, Omar saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, very angry. And he asked the Rasul, peace be upon him, what happened? And he would say, a person comes to me and asks me for something. And I give it to him, and then he gets out of the room, and it's under his armpit, as if it's not, as if it's hellfire, as if it's fire. And Omar asked him, why would you give them the money if you think that it's gonna be fire under their armpits? They get out of the room you were in, and they put the money under their armpits as if it's a fire. Why would you give them the money if you think the money would be like fire to them? He said, because they came to me and asked me for something that they should not have asked me for. It's something that they should not have asked me for in the first place. And the scholars of fuqaha took a lesson from that.
فالنسم الآن لما أعطاه هو كده أعانه على الاسم وهو يسأل ما لا يستحق ويأخذ.
If you give if a person comes to you and asks you for some money and you provide the money to him, you don't know what this person is going to do with the money. So if you don't know, you are not helping him in doing evil if he would do some evil, if he uses this money in evil deeds. It's like paying a bribe to an unfair person. If you don't pay him this bribe to that person, he would do you unjust, and he would be unfair to you. So the scholar said it's like the same thing. You're giving some money to a person, and this money is not his right. This money he should not get in the first place. So it's like this money to this person who you bribe is like fire. He's getting this money and he does not deserve it. It's not his right. He's getting something that does not belong to him. But because you are trying to push, push evil away. Because if you did not give him that sum of money, he would be unfair to you. He would not give you whatever you deserve, whatever you have to give, your own right. So.
صلى الله عليه وسلم اقطعوا عني لسان هذا يعني من جهة اللسان اللي هو الذم والشكوى يعني
And the Prophet, said in this hadith that he gave to the person who asked him just to stop whatever that person would say if he did not give him what he asked for. So he said in this in this hadith. In another hadith, he said, if I would not give them, they would call me cheap or call me like a miser. And I am not a miser and I am not a cheap. That's why I'm giving them. So if you give a person, you would stop him. You will stop him saying anything about you after he leaves if you did not give him anything. Number
182. وإن كان المسؤول مأمورا بإجابة سؤاله فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان من كماله أن يعطي السائل وهذا في حقه من فضائله ومناقبه وهو واجب أو مستحب وإن كان نفس سؤال السائل من هو
It's the same meaning here, but sometimes a person comes to you and his it's not right for him to ask you for some money, and in spite of all of that, you give him what he asked for. So it's a good thing on the giver's part. It's a good thing on the giver's part, and it's a bad thing on the asker's part or the person who asks for things part.
سألوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا من ذلك يعني من الأموال والعطايا ما يعرف قط من
Number 183. It is never known. It is never heard. We have never heard that the Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, that he never asked the Prophet peace be upon him to give him some money or do him something like that, or do him a big favor. But they always asked him to pray for Muslims. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and neither Abu Bakr al-Siddiq nor any of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, they never asked the Prophet for any favor, they never asked the Prophet for money, they never asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, to pray for them. But they asked the Prophet always to pray for the Muslims, the whole nation of Muslims. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, would always pray for them without them asking him to do that for them.
قال كما أشار عليه عمر رضي الله عنه في بعض مغازيه لما استأذنوه في نحر بعض ظهره ظهر الدواب التي يركبونها الإبل التي يركبونها
and in that situation Umar was in some of his battles they asked him to slaughter but some of the animals they have. So Umar said, oh you messenger, peace be upon him, how can we face the enemy like that? How can we face the enemy like that with empty stomachs? How can we just be on foot and with empty stomachs and we are fighting our enemy? So Umar commanded. So Umar asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, that we get we'll get some food.
And
you pray Allah for us to give us barakah, to make this food like in bigger sums. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, accepted what he said, and he did what Umar asked him to do. And when he did that, the food was plentiful and everybody ate, and there was still some food after everybody was full, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, made dua with barakah for the food. If we go back to the Sunnah, who are the people? Who are the people in particular who asked the prophets? Who asked the prophet to do some favors for them? Some of the people who saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, like the blind who came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he would make dua for him, that Allah would bring his sight back to him, he would bring his vision back on to him. This will come later, and we'll talk about the blind who came to the Prophet and asked him to do that for him.
أن يرد علي الرسول وشفعني فيه أن تقبل دعائي في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تقبل دعائه لأن هو يدعو يعني قال أنت سل الله تعالى أن يستجيب دعائي وأنا أسأل الله تعالى أن يشفيك وعلمه أن يدعو أن يصلي على ركعتين ويدعو بهذا الدعاء ففعل فرد الله عليه بصره.
And Allah gave him his sight back. Allah gave him his vision. The Prophet, peace be upon him, taught him some words, like some dua he would say, and he did that, and Allah gave him his sight back. And this will come in detail in the same book, and we'll discuss this later on in this book.
قال وكما سألته أم سليم رضي الله عنه أن يدعو الله لخادمه أنس. ده يعني في برضه هنا كان حتى سؤال للغير يعني أم سليمة.
أم سليمة may Allah be pleased with her, أم أنس. The mother of Anas, she asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, to pray for Anas. That she said, that's your servant, and he's in your service. Please pray for him. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed for him, and I said, "Oh Allah, give him barakah in his age, and in his sons, and his offspring. I mean, in his wealth, and in his offspring." His age and his wealth and his offspring. And Abu Huraira asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, for something and he did. As for the Siddiq, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he did the most favorable thing. He never asked the Prophet to do that. And you know, it's legitimate to ask a person to pray for you, but it's not advisable in this case. If that was a good course of action, Abu Bakr Siddiq would have done this many times in the Prophet's life, but he has never done that even for a single time. These are all proofs that we should never, that a servant should not ask another servant of doing a favor to him, but always ask Allah for that particular request. Allah praised the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him. Interpreters this lion, they would all agree that this lion or this verse was revealed to describe Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him. So all the scholars agreed that this line is nothing but a description. Allah revealed it on His Prophet just to describe some of the attributes of Abu Bakr Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, that he never asked nobody to do anything for him, but he would always ask Allah to do this and that for him. Number 186. It is proven in the Sahihain that the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, the Prophet was very moderate here to describe the Abu Bakr Siddiq like that and give him such a description. He said among all the people who would bestow things on me. Who would bestow things on me is Abu Bakr Siddiq. Among all the people is Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr bestowed things on me in his companionship to me. If I would choose a companion of all the people on this earth, I would take only Abu Bakr as a companion.
وكان أبو بكر رضي الله عنه
Number 187.
إنما يعمل هذا ابتغاء وجهه الأعلى.
أبو بكر الصديق من الله be pleased with him. He would always do this just for the sake of Allah. Just for the sake of Allah, and he would never ask for any in return. He would never ask a person to do him anything in return of what he has given. He would never ask a servant to do him any favor in return of what he has given to Allah. He would always do things for the sake of Allah.
الذي يؤتي ما له يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه تعالى وسلم. قال فلم يكن لأحد عند الصديق نعمة تجزى، فإنه كان مستغنيا بكسبه وماله عن كل أحد.
سوى أبو بكر الصديق
ما أخذ إيه يعني عطاء من أحد.
Never accepted anybody's money. Nobody ever gave him some money. But he earned this money. He earned this money. He worked hard for his money. He earned this money, and he would always bestow his money on the leaders of the tribes and the leaders of the big tribes and stuff, and to always give them stuff and did them good deeds.
Urwa
ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi, he's the same one who is called the leader of two villages, or the magnificent of the two villages. These believers said that the Quran should be revealed on that guy who they called the magnificent of the two tribes.
عروة
بن مسعود
لا تغتر بهؤلاء يعني الذين حولك انهم
ايه he said to the prophet
جد الجد يعني ان ينفضوا عنك ويتركوك وكذا.
He said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that all the companions among you, they would leave you and run away at the time of war. They would not stand by you. So Abu Bakr cursed him because he was so angry. So he answered him in a very angry way and he cursed him. So Amr ibn Mas'ud said, you know what, if I repaid you what you did for me one day as a favor, I would never have forgiven you for what you did for the curse that you cursed me with. So and Urwa ibn Mas'ud embraced Islam afterwards, may Allah be pleased with him. But that was before he embraced Islam. And Umar, when all the companions gathered and they decided to give him like a salary of the house of treasury, because Umar wanted to be free to do the stuff that the Muslims needed. So what we mean here is Allah meant, Allah praised.
قال والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان له على الصديق وغيره نعمة الإيمان والعلم وتلك النعمة لا تجزى. الذي له نعمة على أبي بكر هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن نعمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
the person who bestowed good deeds and bestowed ni'mah upon Abu Bakr is the Prophet, peace be upon him. He's the only person who who had bestowed
good things
upon Abu Bakr, and that was the iman, the faith, and the knowledge Abu Bakr had from the Prophet, peace be upon him.
القصد انه ليس هناك تعارض بين كون ابي بكر ليس لاحد عليه نعمه تجزى والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انعم عليه بنعمه الايمان والعلم وكذا وكل ان هذه نعمه لا تجزى تأجير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على الله.
There is no,
قال واما علي
there is no argument here. There should be no argument here that nobody had bestowed anything upon Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr bestowed a lot of good things upon other people, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, bestowed the ni'mah of faith and the ni'mah of knowledge upon Abu Bakr.
وعلي كان في عيال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Ali was among the kids and the persons that the Prophet peace be upon him would provide for them.
فأخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
because مكة then مكة had like a drought. Everything was the land was dry and the Prophet peace be upon him tried to take some of the load of his uncle Al Abbas and Abi Talib as well. He wanted to take off his shoulder some of the burdens on his shoulder. So the Prophet peace be upon him
قال والمقصود هنا أن الصديق كان أمن الناس في صحبته وزاد يدي أفضل خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الصديق رضي الله عنه يعني كان أكثر الناس
189
للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بكونه كان ينفق ماله في سبيل الله كشرائه المعذبين
أبو بكر الصديق
كاشترائه المعذب كان أبو بكر رضي الله عنه
that الصديق may Allah be pleased with him
يعني كل عبد أسلم فعذبه أهل
he did a lot of good things and he bestowed very good things on people. Among those things is that he bought
ولم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محتاجا في خاصة نفسه
a lot of the people who were tormented under the power of some other disbelievers
يعني خدمة الدعوة وخدمة خدمته للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انه يعني كان ينفق ماله في نصرة يعني دعوة
and he would always spend his money
ليس يعني
for Allah's sake not for
لما قال
not for
له
the Prophet peace be upon him in person not for him in person not as a person but for الدعوة for Islam because Islam needs him to do this and do that and he would always he would never think twice about what he was doing.
تجد فيها راحلة يعني مش كل ما هو كل ناقة تصلح للسفر يعني في وقت السفر الأسفار الطويلة يتخيرون يعني الراحلة من بين النوخ يعني كنا الناس تأيد من مئة لا تجد فيها راحلة أو لا تكاد تجد فيها راحلة يعني في وقت السفر وتشوف التصمم معك في الطريق وكذا ما هي كل يعني ناقة تصلح كان أبو بكر دام عنده راحلتان يعني مجهزتان مهيئتان للسفر فخذ إحداهما قال أبو بكر للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خذ
أبو بكر had
هاجر عليها النبي صلى الله عليه
وسلم
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالثمن
had two camels to travel on and he gave the Prophet peace be upon him one of those
قال فهو أفضل ممكن من الصديق أو الصديق يعني صديق أو صديق
He said to the Prophet peace be upon him I have two
وكان
camels
من كماله
two strong
أنه
camels.
لا يعمل so ما يعمله please. إلا بصغاء
and the Prophet peace be upon him he said I would take it for money I would take it for money
لا الملائكة ولا الأنبياء ولا غيرهم كل أوقات الأمر كان يعني ما يسلك من ناله ولا يسلك لا يطلب منه جزاء لا من الملائكة ولا من الأنبياء ولا حتى من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، يعني كان يعني ينصف في سبيل الله وفي كلمة الدعوة، يعني يستجيب لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالإنفاق في وجوه الخير التي يكلفه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالإنفاق فيها. ما كان ينفق هذا يعني منتظرا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعطيه مالا بدلا.
He would never wait wait or expect anything in return from the Prophet peace be
upon
him.
قال ومن الجزاء
he would always
spend
and never thinks what he would get in return or never expects what he would get in return but spend without waiting or without expecting anything back.
ما كان يفعل هذا من أجل أن يدعو له النبي.
And he would at the same time he never did that expecting the prophet to pray for him. He was never expecting that the prophet would never do this just for the sake that the prophet peace be upon him pray for him. He would never did that for that sole reason. He would did that for the da'wah, for the Islam. Allah praised those number 190, those who bestow money and food on people. Those who would give money and food for the poor and never expecting nothing back and no prayer back and no thanking back, they would just give people never expecting anything back. And if somebody gives you something and you pray for him, it's like a reward. قال
وكانت عائشة رضي الله عنها إذا أرسلت إلى قوم
number 192
تقول للرسول اللي هو المرسل يعني الشخص الذي أرسلته بالصدقة اسمع ما يدعون به لنا حتى ندعو له.
عائشة may Allah be pleased with her. If she sent when she sent a messenger with صدقة with some alms and she would say to the messenger please try to listen to what they say when they pray for me when you give them this alm listen to what they say you know in praying for me. Not only that, because I wanna pray for them the same way they prayed for me. I wanna use the same words, the same dua they used for me for them in return. And the reward will take from Allah.
قال وقال بعض السلف
number
إذا قال لك السائل بارك الله فيك فقل وفيك بارك الله.
السلف said if somebody asks you for something and they said Allah bless you and say bless you Allah bless you
أو رجلا صالحا أو ملكا من الملوك أو غنيا من الأغنياء فهذا العامل للخير مأمور بأن يفعل ذلك خالصا لله يبتغي به وجه الله لا يطلب به من المخلوق جزاء ولا دعاء ولا غيره.
And if a person wants to do a favor to some people يعني he should never expect thanking he should never expect a prayer he should never expect a dua you should never expect nothing in return just give what you should give for the sake of Allah and leave and don't expect anything or think what would be the reward what would be the return from these people or servants you should expect the reward from Allah only Allah.
دعاء مثلا نبي من الأنبياء وهو حي وفي حياته وفي حضوره ليس هو يعني من الأشياء التي مراقب فيها والتي حتى عليه الشرع
not even to ask from any servant that he would pray to you he would ask Allah to give you whatever you are in need of because no prophet no person no man no pious person no angel of the angels none of those people are nothing but servants to Allah. So we should ask Allah in the first place.
وَلَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ دِينًا غَيْرَهُ.
This is our religion, the deen of Islam. This is our religion, the deen of Islam. The religion that Allah sent the Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, with, and sent all the early messengers and the late messengers of all that Allah sent to deliver to us. And Allah will never accept any other religion but Islam. All the prophets, were commanded to be Muslims. Even when Nuh said, I was commanded to be a Muslim. And Abraham, whoever take another millah other than Ibrahim's millah is no one but an astray person, a misguided person. And the divine said that Musa said, if you my people believe in Allah, so you should have full trust in him. You should have full trust in him if you were really believers, if you were really Muslims. And the Sahara, the people of sorcery, by the time of Moses, they said, Allah, give us patience and make us die as Muslims. And Yusuf as well, Joseph as well, said, oh Allah, make me die as a Muslim and make me join those pious persons. So from Adam, to the Day of Judgment, the only religion that Allah will accept is Islam. 196. The religion of Islam. The religion of Islam, is built on two pillars, is built on two principles, that we worship Allah, only Allah is worthy of worship. Only Allah that we should worship, only Allah, Allah alone is worthy of worship. And we worship Him of what, with what He gave us, with what He agreed for us to follow. And what He gave the prophets, and what the prophets gave us to believe in.
يعبد الله بما شرع كل زمان يعبد الله تعالى بما شرعه وشرع أن يعبد به في ذلك الزمان. فلما كانت شريعة التوراة محكمة كان العاملون بها
in every age and in every time, every time Allah sent a messenger, people should believe in what the messenger say and should follow the messenger with whatever he says, because it's always what he commanded, what he was commanded with, what Allah gave him.
فكل من لم قال وكذلك في أول الإسلام لما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي إلى بيت المقدس كانت صلاته إليه من الإسلام ولما أمر بالتوجه إلى الكعبة كانت الصلاة إليها من الإسلام.
In the early days of Islam, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was commanded to pray in the direction of Bayt al-Maqdis, this prayer was from Islam. This prayer was commanded to him.
فكل من لم يعبد الله بعد ما
and
بعث
then when he was commanded to pray in the direction of the Kaaba, this was part of Islam.
ولا بد في جميع الواجبات والمستحبات أن تكون خالصة لله رب العالمين. كما قال تعالى وما تفرق الذين
and number 197 whoever does not worship Allah after the message of Muhammad peace be upon him and whatever Muhammad peace be upon him command us to follow is not a Muslim.
قال تعالى تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين ألا لله الدين الخالص. قال فكل ما يفعله من القرى بالواجبة والمستحبة
everything that a Muslim should do of the advisable stuff the legitimate stuff like faith in Allah and faith in the Prophet peace be upon him and all the compulsory physical exercises that we have to do for Allah and all the other financial duties that we have to exert and for the sake of Allah and the love of Allah and the love of his Prophet peace be upon him and be good to his servants and with money and with good deeds and everything that we should do we should go do in good faith and we should do for the sake of Allah we should never ask anybody to do us anything in return we should never ask for any reward no prayers no dua
السؤال المخلوق غير هذا فلا يجب
So you should never ask for a position. You should never ask any person for a position. You should never ask a person for money. It's not advisable. It is not advisable.
وكذلك يعني طلب الدعاء وطلب
and the same thing applies to asking a person for دعاء or asking a person for favor.
ولو أنهم ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوا استغفر الله واستغفر لهم الرسول أو كذا هناك مثلا مسألة يعني ممكن مسألة مثلا طلب تعيين مثلا في منصب أو كذا مثل قصة يوسف عليه السلام لما طلب قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم أو كذا يعني لمصلحة الدين وكذا يعني هو طلب
Yusuf asked once that he would be on the treasure, on the treasure of the place. That was when Joseph or Yusuf asked that it was for the benefit of the religion that he would benefit the religion from being on that being in that position.
هو مأمور بإعطاء يعني لا ينتظر حتى يسألوه يعني ينبغي أن يعطيهم قبل أن يسألوه وإذا كان المؤمنون ليسوا مأمورين بسؤال المخلوقين فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أولى بذلك فإنه أجل قدرا وأغنى بالله من غيره يقول إذا كان يعني من الكمال لعموم المؤمنين يعني أن لا يسألوا الناس شيئا يقول فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أولى الناس يعني ألا يسأل الناس شيئا من كذا
If it would make perfect, if it would make people perfect, not to ask favors of other people, not to mention the Prophet peace be upon him, he would never ask anybody to do anything for him or ask him for a favor or things like that. Abu Bakr when he did of good deeds what he did he would only do that for out of himself number 200 if you ask the servants if you ask the people there is three bad things will happen if you ask people to do you something or a favor or money or. Number one, that you would ask anybody other than Allah, and this is similar to shirk. It is similar to disbelief, because if you have complete utter belief in Allah, you would never ask anybody but Allah. Why should you ask anybody but Allah? And number two. Number one is the major bad thing that would happen. That it is similar to disbelief in Allah, God forbids. And number two is another bad thing that would happen to the person who you would ask, because he would give you something reluctantly. Maybe he's shy to say no or something like that.
المفسدة الثالثة قال
number three
لغير الله وهو ظلم النفس فيه ظلم
the person who would ask is making himself humble to some other deity other than Allah, and this should never happen.
ظلم النفس يعني
if you
أهنتها تكرمها يعني حرفتها
So you make yourself humble only for Allah to give you what you want, not for any other person or any other entity. Number 201.
وقد نزه الله رسوله عن ذلك كله. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
in the sorts on the three sorts of ظلم of being unfair of being unjust.
وحيث أمر الأمة بالدعاء له.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية he wants us to reach a point. After he gave us all these introductions, he wants us to reach a solution, like a result, like a proof here. The Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, pray for me, sallallahu alayhi, praise me. And it's like... So, through all these introductions that we have read together, how can the Prophet ask the servants to pray for him or he did not do that for a personal request or a personal favor. He asked people to do this as a teaching. Because whenever we do that, whenever we pray for the Prophet, peace be upon him, whenever we mention him, Allah praises us 10 times back when we praise the Prophet, peace be upon him. And this would give the most benefit to us when we praise the Prophet, peace be upon him, not the Prophet himself.
كما يأمرهم بسائر الواجبات والمستحبات.
And when the Prophet, peace be upon him, say sallu alayhi or saru li al-wasila, praise me or pray for me,
وإن كان هو ينتفع بدعائهم له فهو أيضا ينتفع بما يقول.
All the benefit comes back to the people who mentions the Prophet peace be upon him or who praises him or prays for him.
أكيد ينتفع بدعاء الناس له يحصل له أجر وثواب له سواء عندما يدعو الناس له. فما هو لما يأمرهم بالصلاة هو سينتفع لأنه إذا صلوا فله مثل صلاتهم لما بيأمرهم بالزكاة إذا زكوا له مثل أجرهم. أي لأنه قال من دعا إلى هدى كان له مثل أجور من تبع. فهل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما كان يأمر الناس بالصلاة كان يعني يلحظ أن يأمرهم بالصلاة من أجل أن يستفيد هو عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ فيقول يعني هو كان يأمرهم بالصلاة لمنفعتهم ولمصلحتهم ويبتغي الأجر من الله.
When the Prophet peace be upon him, ask these companions to ask Allah for the wasila, or he would, by that he would teach them to get benefit for themselves, and he would always ask the reward from Allah.
فإنه ثبت عنه في الصحيح أنه قال من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من اتبعه من غير أن ينقص من أجوره شيئا. قال ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الداعي إلى ما تفعله في الناس.
So whoever advocated guidance, huda, whoever advocated guidance, he would have the same ajr, he would have the same thawab, he would have the same blessing, like those who would follow him doing the same act of good deed or the same action of good deeds.
التي أحدثها يعني المتأخرين واحد مثلا يقولك الفاتحة لروح النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وكذا يقرأ الفاتحة مثلا يهب سواء قرأت الفاتحة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أو كذا فيقول يعني هو أصلا أنت إذا قرأت الفاتحة من غير ما تنوي نبتها للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو له مثل أجره من غير ما تهب سواء ولا شيء من رأيه من دعا إلى هدى كان له مثل أجور من تبع من الذي علمك الفاتحة علمك القراءة هو الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أنت إذا قرأتها هو له مثل أجر من غير أن حاجة إلى أن تهب له الثواب لأن له مثل ثواب أعمالهم بدون الإهداء من غير أن ينقص من ثوابهم شيئا وليس كذلك الأبوان لكن الأبوان مش كل خير يعمله الولد يعني الأبوان المشاركان
and not everything the kid
من دعا إلى هدى يعني حسب
does part of it goes to his parents
لم يتسبب
or part of the blessings I mean go to his parents
لهذا بالقول وبالقدوة وكذا لا يشاركونه في كل أجر يعني ليس فقط مجرد إنجاب
So, not only getting offspring means that whenever they pray or whenever they do a good thing, parents would cheer them in everything they do and everything they and everything the kids do and everything good. The kids do.
تسبب فيه من خير لدعوته وتعليمه وشهادته. فلذلك يشرع الدعاء للأبوين. الولد يدعو لأبويه.
So it's advisable
that
the kids, that the offspring would always pray to their parents.
دعاء الولد ونحوه مما يعود نحوه إلى الأرض. لذلك ينتفع الوالد بدعاء الولد يشرع للولد أن يدعو للوالدين. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث صدقات وعلم ينتفع به
The Prophet says if Ibn Adam, if a person dies nothing would reach out to him. But three things, an elm, like running elm. Running elm would be something that the people would benefit and benefit out of it. They would never stop benefiting out of it. And knowledge that people are benefiting from, and his offspring, like a son that would always pray for him.
بالصلاة والسلام عليه، فهذا قد أمر الله به في القرآن بقوله صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما عليه الصلاة والسلام. والأحاديث عنه في الصلاة والسلام معه موضع كده نحن عنه
Here we will stop for this time. Inshallah, and we'll continue inshallah next time.
في سؤال أو شيء؟ نعم. بالنسبة يعني للاقتراض وكذا. يعني اقتراضه من احنا الطلب من الغير كما ذكرنا يعني فيه أنواع يعني منها ما يحرم منها ما يكره منها.
It's concerning borrowing some money
from إذا كان
some friends.
الحاجة
If you really need it, if you really need it, it's illegitimate. There's nothing wrong with it. If it's out of a need, and you're going to solve a big problem using this money, it's illegitimate. There's nothing wrong with it. But If this money you would borrow would be for something that you don't need, something that is not necessary, it's not advisable, and it's not. And you would always consider, you would always have to think when you would pay it back and
ما لا تعطى أن يسدد منه أو كذا، فهذا يعني ما يعني يرفع الكراهة يعني في الاقتراض من جهة أنه يعني قادر على السداد الاجتماعي، لكن إذا كان يغلب على ظنك أن تعجز عن السداد فيصبح الفرد هنا في غلط الصدقة يعني.
So if you think that the day will never come that you will be able to pay the money back, so it's as if you're asking for an alm, it's as if you are asking for sadaqah, it's as if you are asking for money that you will never give back. But if you know for sure in your heart that this money you will pay back, you're going to be able sooner or later to pay this money, there would be no problem.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال آخر الدواء الكيف يعني لكن قال الدواء يعني العلاج أو قال يعني الشفاء في ثلاثة
our brother here
شربة عسل وشربة
سكسب
وكية بنار
the prophet peace be upon him he said the last
بعض الأمراض
the last cure The last cure would be burning. Burning a cut or burning a bruise or burning something like that. And there would be some cure out of that cut.
حرارته مرتفعة ولا يشتكي بطنه تؤلمه ولا على طول يعني يقوم بالنار فيشوهون جسمه وكذا يعني داعي إن الصفر يعني كره الكي حتى على استمرار يعني نفر الناس
The Prophet, peace be upon him, he despises burning a cut or burning a bruise, and he said that it would be the last thing we would go for, unless it's really necessary. We should never go for.
لأفضل نبي، أفضل نبي هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، أفضل أصحاب محمد هو
our brother here asks
هذا صلى الله عليه وسلم
asks about the best صديق for the best نبي. The best صديق is أبو بكر and the best نبي is Muhammad peace be upon him. جزاكم الله خير.